Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, the process of updating AirPods firmware has always been a bit of a mystery, but with this week's release of iOS 16 Beta 5, Apple has made a small change to the Settings app that could mean you'll eventually be able to at least view details on what's new with AirPods firmware updates. You've always been able to view your AirPods firmware version in the Settings app by navigating to the Bluetooth menu and tapping on your AirPods in the list of accessories. Starting with iOS 16 Beta 5, you can now go one step further by then tapping on the firmware version itself. Once you do this, you'll see the exact software version your AirPods are running, and also the current firmware version of your AirPods case. There's also a new explanation in this screen saying that firmware details are available on the Apple support website, with a direct hyperlink to that website. As it stands right now, tapping on this link doesn't actually take you anywhere, because there's no associated article actually published on the Apple support website. But going to the future, hopefully this means that when Apple releases a new firmware update for AirPods, you'll be able to tap that link and view release notes. Apple has never published release notes for AirPods updates, but again, this change suggests that Apple could soon start doing that, just like it does for its other products, such as AirTag. Finally, this could also mean that Apple is preparing a way for users to update their AirPods to new firmware versions manually. Currently, AirPods automatically update in the background, when they're in their case, and near your iPhone. Ultimately, this is a small change as of right now, but it could be an indication that Apple is bringing bigger changes to the AirPods software update process at some point in the future. In other news today, Apple is once again said to be involved in negotiations for the streaming rights to Big Ten athletic events, including football and basketball. A new report from The Athletic indicates that both Apple and Amazon are involved in these negotiations. The Big Ten is one of the most prominent conferences in the United States for college athletics. It got a major boost earlier this summer with the addition of UCLA and USC joining the conference, turning it into what analysts say is a potential super conference. But as we've seen throughout Apple's negotiations for obtaining NFL Sunday Ticket streaming rights, the world of sports licensing and media rights is incredibly complex, and there are always multiple parties involved. As it stands right now, Fox has locked up a portion of Big Ten broadcast rights for traditional TV, while CBS and NBC are also both likely to obtain some portion of broadcast rights as well. This would end a 40-year partnership between the Big Ten and ESPN, which is not expected to land a package this year. But in addition to those complex broadcast rights, the Big Ten is also expected to add a streaming package to the mix this year. The Athletic reports that both Apple and Amazon are in the running to acquire the rights to this package, but it's not yet clear which one will ultimately prevail. Amazon was once considered the favorite to pick up these streaming rights, but Apple joining the negotiations has thrown a wrench in Amazon's plans. The driving factor behind Apple's interest in joining the negotiations was the addition of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten Conference. The streaming package wouldn't include every single Big Ten sporting event, but only certain ones on certain days of the week, and the streaming deal would also need to factor in those broadcast rights, which could further limit the offerings available via Apple TV. So whether or not Apple ultimately prevails in its quest to acquire a Big Ten streaming package remains to be seen, but it is becoming increasingly clear that Apple views live sports as an important part of its Apple TV strategy going forward. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message, and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Running out today, last week, Goldman Sachs revealed that it is facing a probe from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over its consumer credit card business. We speculated at the time that Goldman Sachs was likely facing this investigation due to its handling of Apple Card, given that Apple Card is Goldman's biggest consumer credit card offering by a wide margin. CNBC has a new report now that offers more details on this investigation, and its sources say the investigation can be attributed entirely to, quote, Apple Card's rapid growth. The rapid growth of Apple Card has reportedly led to a number of issues for Goldman Sachs. One of the biggest issues is the process by which Goldman handles disputes. This is when a customer files a chargeback on a transaction, either because it was unauthorized or because the goods or services were not as described. Goldman has received more disputes than it counted on, according to the report. Goldman is required by law to address these disputes on a certain timeline, and in many situations, it's failing to do so or failing to actually evaluate the evidence provided by consumers. When building systems for Apple Card, Goldman made the decision to build its own platform instead of using old technology systems that other card makers rely on. This decision appears to be one of the biggest things impacting its handling of Apple Card disputes. CNBC also points out that Apple Card is indeed Goldman's biggest consumer product. The company has generated nearly $12 billion in card loans to date, and the vast majority of that number comes from Apple Card. Apple has yet to comment on this investigation or any of the complaints regarding Apple Card. The company has an internal project codenamed Breakout that would help it reduce its reliance on outside partners like Goldman for future financial products, and it's unclear right now if that could mean any changes for Apple Card. That wraps up another week of 9to5MacDaily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5MacDaily.